Killer in the Mirror. Written by Cooler Desai and read by Kaber. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cassandra Cain / Jazz Fenton, and is a soulmate AU, additionally tagged with first meetings, sexuality crisis, humor, stalking. I mean, it's bat stalking, they do it for sport. A little angst, and ambiguous / open ending. Often, when people had a scale for something, they will exaggerate the rating. When the rating is for something as universal as soulmate, lies will be heard more than truth. The sad thing is the necessity of those lies. Men are expected to be given a rating lower than 2, since who's heard of a dangerous woman? On the other hand, the ladies are expected to have a score from 3 to 5, since your future husband is supposed to protect you. Of course, having a soulmate danger score above 6 is mostly unheard of. Even the dangerous criminals have no more than 7. Then there was a universe's idea of a joke, Jazz herself, as a perfect 10 was printed on her wrist. She usually lied to people, saying her ideal man was a strong 5. She had no delusions that whoever her soulmate was, he was most likely a villain. She just hoped it wasn't a ghost. Not that she had anything against the ghost. She just preferred living spouses. Besides, it wasn't like she was going to meet him during random dinner or ghost attack. Or maybe she would. She had no idea of knowing how or when it would happen. Most people told her that they just knew. Like the world was suddenly a little brighter, the sounds a little crispier, the colors more saturated. Like the whole world stopped for exactly a second that lasted eternity, making the eye contact way more intense than it should be. Nobody would be able to miss it, though it could be ignored. Jazz wasn't sure what was worse, that she would somehow miss the whole thing, or being ignored by somebody who was supposed to be her other half. She knew she had made a mistake when she lied to Danny. They were a lot closer than they were before, but he was still sometimes annoying. And she was entitled to keep her secrets. It was a dangerous one, for sure, but she wasn't all that excited about soulmates anymore. She wasn't 12, waiting for her perfect Prince Charming. She wasn't 16, learning one of her brother's biggest secrets and wanting to talk to somebody about it. She was going to college, and a dangerous mafia boy was not on her priority list. She sat on it, thinking it over again. Would it be wise? Or would it be just cruel to tell Danny? She finally decided to do it. She was relieved she wouldn't have to hide anymore, though it didn't ease the hurt in his eyes when Jazz confessed the lie. And what would you do if you had a 10 on your wrist? If, for the past 2 years, you lived in the fear of somebody finding out? My whole life would be ruined. I just couldn't, she whispered yelled. I couldn't tell a soul. I tried looking it up, and nobody I could find even had a 9. Danny, in response, took off the bandage from his wrist, showing her a 10. She stared at him, wide-eyed. He just shrugged like it was something easy to say. Well, fuck, she finally said. Yeah, it would be nice to know I'm not the only freak around here, he grumbled. It's either a villain or somebody from the Justice League, though. Almost all of them have high numbers, and I could see how they can be a 10. And would fit, right? You have no plans of leaving hero business as well, he said, wiggling his eyebrows. Jazz smacked him. Whatever she was doing with her life was not his business. So, do you know who doesn't have a soulmate? Maybe it's Nightwing, she mused. They would be a good fit, or so she thought. I'm not, like, their friend to talk about stuff like that. Billy was kind enough to explain, though. Worst case scenario, you're helping out in a neighborhood city and boom, you're thrown out of your game, fall off a building, and die. And then I have to go look for you to cover our butts. Jazz laughs so hard at Danny's comment, the sheer lunacy that would be required for something like that to happen. If it were to happen, I would give you $10, she said. As Jazz was falling down from a building, she cursed Danny internally. Had he developed foresight, or was this all just a cruel joke? She locked eyes with a shadow, not even a proper person, and the world went still. All that crap about finding your soulmate was absolutely true. She took a step forward, realizing, only a second too late, that the building had ended. She closed her eyes, waiting for the splash and angry Danny and everything, when something collided with her. Someone was holding her bridal style, safely on the ground. She opened her eyes, excited to finally meet her dangerous Prince Charming, only to come face to face with a very unmanly face. The girl holding her had taken down her cowl, her eyes shining like a cat's in the dark alley they were standing in. She was around her age, blushing furiously as she ignored screaming in her comms. Her hero suit was much harder than she ever expected it to be. Even the cape, melting into the shadows, was rough to the touch. They were staring at each other for a moment, before it became awkward and Jazz turned her head away. The girl hopefully got the memo, since she gently placed her down. Jazz turned around and ran. She knew she fucked things up sometimes, but this was her new personal low. She was scared. She had met her soulmate, and she didn't even know their name. She had no idea how to find her again. All she remembers is that blowing black cape and deep dark eyes and the fact that it was a girl. Her soulmate was a girl, a woman, like Jazz. Why was the girl a 10, though? How dangerous could she have been? Could she kill in cold blood? Did she have a power that would end the planet? Was she actually a hero, or was she just there to cause trouble, never expecting to meet her soulmate? Was the girl even her soulmate? She hadn't seen them very clearly. It all happened way too fast. Could it be possible that it was someone else, and the girl just caught her through the goodness of her heart, and her soulmate was a guy who ditched her? Or was she... She needed some time to come to terms with that. Who was she? Were all her dreams just that? Dreams? Nothing but her imagination? She never even knew she liked women, and suddenly she was supposed to fall in love with a random girl. It was infuriating. How was that possible? Jazz spent a lot of time just moping around in her room, not talking to Danny or her parents. Though Danny probably guessed what had happened, at least partially. What now? What was her life? To say Jazz felt blue was an understatement. She was depressed, and the only thing on her mind was the cute girl. She finally gave up. So she liked girls. Fine. She liked girls. Liked girls. Liked girls. The more she thought about it, the more it started making sense in her mind. Her standard for men was so high, she wasn't sure if one like that even existed. It was like her mind just made this imaginary perfect man who couldn't be alive. It was simply not possible. How would that work, anyway? Jazz spent an embarrassing amount of time searching the internet. How did lesbian relationships work? How to impress a girl? Was there a need for one of them to be a man in the relationship? It was a long 2 weeks, and Jazz felt like she had entered another world. She joined a couple of groups, read various discussions, and she still wasn't sure. Questions like, what to do if your soulmate is not your preferred gender, were the most common thing, and apparently most people either realized they were in fact attracted to them, were arrow ace, or their soulmate came out as trans. So she could still have a boyfriend pretty soon. Unless her soulmate found somebody else since she practically ghosted her. A month ago, she would laugh at the ghost joke, but now, it wasn't funny. Cass had no idea what to think of her cute, but rather clumsy soulmate. She fell off a roof when they locked eyes, and Cass had to save her. As stated before, cute, but rather clumsy. She couldn't introduce her like that to her family. They would be fucking dicks about it. So she didn't say anything, begged Babs to keep quiet, and prayed she would see her again. But after 3 other missions in the city and no sight of her, Cass started digging. She needed to get better at hacking, as Babs stated it, and what better place to start than her person? It had taken her, embarrassingly, a whole 3 days. Babs was proud no matter what. Even Bruce was impressed by her social media stalk. It was not something she usually did, but with her family, she would have learned sooner rather than later. She spent the rest of the week thinking over sending a friend request. They had no mutual friends, and her social media presence was imposing, complicated, fake. Babs took pity on her and sent her Jazz's search history. It looked like she was going through a crisis. Well, Cass supposed she could wait some more. It wasn't like they had to get together right this second, but she was excited. Jason had already met his soulmate, and she was livid he did it first. Maybe she was a little competitive. Just a tiny bit. Besides, she didn't want to go on a full stalk just yet. Maybe just a little. Okay, she totally did want that. She was curious if Jazz would notice a shadow sneaking around her. Jazz didn't notice. But her younger brother did. She caught him turning into a damn ghost, so they were even. He laughed a little when she explained what she was doing, including their first meeting. He was a cool little dude, reminding her a little of Tim. Danny took her number and promised to pass it along to Jazz, with her name. She just hoped Jazz wasn't into celebrity culture. She would have a lot of explaining to do otherwise. Later that evening, she got a text inviting her over, but urging to climb through a window. She obliged, waiting for nightfall. She didn't know what to expect. Jazz seemed like a well-put-together person. Knowing what she wanted from life, and Cass had trouble imagining where she could fit into that life. She had to say, the house looked even weirder than in photos, but that was fine. Though she wanted to see her reaction to the Batcave. That was going to be entertaining. Cass slowly knocked on the window, waiting for a response. Her heart was pounding in her chest like never before. It wasn't the endless waves of enemies, the hordes of thugs and criminals she fought on the daily basis. It would be their first real conversation. Her soulmate first time seeing her without a mask. She wasn't usually self-conscious, but in that moment the doubt hit like it had never before. Maybe this time she should run away. She didn't even know if Jazz was suddenly okay with liking girls, what she was expecting, or even what to think. Her hands shifted as she was preparing herself for a jump. She could just text her that something came up and maybe they could meet another day, somewhere else. Before she could do anything, the window opened and blue eyes met hers. Hi. The end.